The 19th century Polish composer Frédéric Chopin is especially important in two countries in particular: his father's homeland of France, where he lived and died, and Poland, where he was born and raised. It's the Czech Republic, though, that's the first to display an item of great importance to Chopin devotees and Poles in general. As a prelude to the 2010 Year of Chopin, his funeral mask has come to Prague, where it will be on display for the first time outside of Poland. Christian Falvey has the story.
A macabre example of how divided Chopin is between the land of his birth and that of his death is the story of his heart. His body was buried in France at his request, but his heart was brought to Poland, where it remains today in a requiary-like memorial. Another item of reverence is Chopin's bronze funeral mask. Maciej Ruczaj of the Polish Institute in Prague, which organized the mask's first ever display outside of Poland, told me of its significance.
In fact, there are two Chopin's funeral masks. First of them was made just immediately after his death, but the French artist who made it decided that it is too, let's say, drastic, because his face was really deformed by the illness. And like 3 days later, he made a second version of the funeral mask, which is slightly more dignified, and that is the copy we are presenting here. The mask is a very important symbol for Poles. The reason is that it was held at the Warsaw Royal Castle, and the castle was deliberately destroyed by the Germans in the 1944, and the mask was found, in fact, in a completely untouched state in the ashes, in the ruins of the castle. So it was a symbol of kind of resurrection of Poland after this terrifying period.
UNESCO and the Polish Parliament have declared 2010 the Year of Chopin in honor of the composer's 200th birthday, while October 17th is the 160th anniversary of his death. So with these special occasions coming up, why was the Czech Republic chosen for the foreign debut of this important Polish artifact? Because this country too played an important, though unsung, role in the life of Frédéric Chopin, and also in continuing his memory.
Chopin, several times in his life, found the kind of refuge in the Czech Republic. He stayed here in Marianská Lázně in Prague for several months, especially when he wasn't able to go back to Poland because of the Russian repressions after the Polish rising against the Russian occupation in 1830 and 31. The second stimuli is the fact that here in Czech Republic, we've got one of the oldest Chopin festivals outside Poland. In Marianská Lázně, we celebrated this year the 50th year of the International Chopin Festival. And the Czech Association for the Spread and Promotion of Chopin Music is a very active and lively organization.
The Cathedral of St. Vitus at Prague Castle will host the mask on October 17th, when the Chopin Symphony Orchestra and Choir will play Mozart's Requiem, the piece that Chopin himself requested for his funeral.
Christian Falvey with